Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Liz Bowie, the education reporter for the Baltimore Sun. Liz, interesting little exchange between the school superintendent, Mr. Dance, and the county executive, Mr. Kamenetz, in Baltimore County. Bring us up to date on where we are between, I mean, we think it might be a conflict, although it may actually have been resolved.
So Dallas Dance decided that he wanted to put some additions and make some changes to school buildings. And without going into the gory details, they were pretty unpopular with the public in the Towson area. And the estimates of the cost was growing and growing and growing. And eventually it rose to $52 million for essentially renovating a building and adding on to another one. At which point Kamenetz said, no thanks, not paying for that. The interesting development was that instead of apparently sitting down with the school system, with Dance and others, and talking about what the solution would be together and then announcing it together publicly, what happened was Kamenetz came out with a press release and said, this is what we will be doing. And I suggest that we tear down a senior center, which used to be in an elementary school in the middle of Towson, and build a brand new school.
Do you think this was a money thing, or was it the unpopularity of the thing in the community?
I think it was both. I think that the plan that Kamenetz proposed is one that's long been proposed and always rejected because it was too expensive. But in any event, it was less expensive than the other alternative.
But was there an educational reason for this proposal that Dance made?
The central area of the county has way too many students for the buildings it has. So they're constantly trying to catch up with the enrollment projections or the enrollment increases. I think what is interesting about what happened is that Kamenetz has stepped across the line in terms of dictating to the school system what it's going to do with facilities. He, in the same breath, also said he wasn't going to pay for some improvements to Dumbarton Middle School, which involved cutting down some very old trees, which the community was very against. You know, it's not to say he doesn't have the authority to do that. It's just I haven't, as an education reporter, seen that kind of step very often with a county executive.
Has there been any community reaction at all that you can see? I mean, apparently it would have been a popular thing.
Everybody loves the idea. Yeah, Kamenetz made a very popular decision. Nobody's saying darn it all.
He's obviously the political player in all of this, but so is Dance, obviously, you know, and I guess he needs to get used to that.
And Dance came out subsequently, several days later, saying that he was so glad that they could work together and that, you know, he's fully supported what was going on.
Liz, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For Liz Bowie, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.